Welcome back. Today we are cracking open Writing Short Films, a book that has quietly reshaped how serious storytellers think about the short form. The question it answers is deceptively simple. How do you make a story feel complete in 10 minutes? And the answer, honestly, changes everything about how someone approaches a script.
What makes it genuinely surprising is that the book argues the short film is not a lesser version of a feature. It is its own discipline. And most writers are failing at it for a reason they would never guess. I will leave that hanging for a moment.
All right, I have to ask, who wrote this? Because that claim needs serious credibility behind it.
Linda J. Cowgill, she heads the screenwriting department at the Los Angeles Film School, has taught at the American Film Institute, and holds an MFA from UCLA's School of Film and Television. This is not theory from an armchair. It is doctrine from someone who has lived inside the craft.
Okay, so the book opens with a claim that short films run on the same dramatic principles as features. Our listener might immediately say, then why does almost every short film feel unfinished or slight?
That's exactly the tension Cowgill sets up. She argues the principles are the same, but the margin for error is essentially zero. In a feature, a weak scene costs you momentum. In a short, it costs you the whole film.
But isn't that just saying short films are harder? That feels like a restatement, not an insight.
Fair push. The actual insight is more specific. The author argues that conflict must arise organically from what a character wants and what blocks that want, and in the short form, there is no room for conflict that drifts. Every obstacle has to connect directly to the central dramatic question.
So not just conflict, but causally connected conflict.
Exactly. And that word, causal, is doing a lot of work in the book. Cowgill is saying every scene must be a consequence of the one before it, and a cause of the one after. Tangential material is not just wasteful, it is structurally fatal.
Wait. She still applies three-act structure to a 10-minute film. That sounds like forcing a cathedral blueprint onto a garden shed.
That is the instinctive reaction. But the author's case is that three acts are not a length requirement, they are a logic requirement. Setup, confrontation, resolution. Even a 7-minute film needs a world established, a problem escalated, and a decisive conclusion. The proportions shrink. The architecture does not.
All right, let's move to something that genuinely stopped me. The book draws a hard line between a topic and a theme. Our listener might think that distinction is academic.
It is the opposite of academic. It is the most practical tool in the book. Cowgill's point is that loneliness as a topic gives a writer nothing to decide with. But isolation destroys the human spirit unless we reach out to others. That is a compass. Every scene either proves or tests that statement.
So the theme is not decoration. It is a filter for what belongs in the script.
Precisely. And she pairs it with the premise, one or two sentences capturing character, conflict, and consequence. A strong premise implies movement. It does not describe a situation. It implies a collision.
Here is where I want to push back hard. The book separates external desire from internal need. That gap is supposed to generate depth without exposition. But in 10 minutes, does a writer actually have time to dramatize both?
That is the sharpest question in the whole framework. And Cowgill's answer is that the gap does not require extra scenes. It requires the right scenes. A character's flaw, their psychological limitation, has to directly interfere with the central conflict. When it does, the internal need surfaces through action, not explanation.
So not a separate emotional subplot. The wound is embedded in the main problem.
Right. And that is what separates characterization, surface details, appearance, manner, from true character, which the author says is only revealed through choices made under pressure. The short form cannot afford a character who is interesting in description. They have to be interesting in crisis.
So for our listener trying to develop a short film idea, the book is essentially saying, if you cannot state your theme as a complete argument, your premise as a causal chain, and your character's flaw as something that directly blocks their goal, you are not ready to write scene one.
That is Cowgill's standard, yes. And it sounds demanding until you realize it is also liberating. When those three elements align, every creative decision has a reliable test. The script stops being a guess and starts being a structure with intention behind it.